When police confront people who are acting out because they're mentally ill or addicted to drugs, they typically have two options. They could arrest the person or take them to the nearest emergency room. Soon, there'll be a third option, dropping them off at centers run by social workers and medical staff who can help them get treatment. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports.
For advocates of criminal justice reform, the centers represent a long-awaited merging of public health and policing.
This is really a paradigm shift of public safety.
John Volpe is special advisor on criminal justice for the city's health department.
Where the health department and police partner in a way to really meet need with the right response rather than, you know, the typical response of putting people through the criminal justice system, which often does little good to anybody.
The city first announced the centers in 2014 as a way to reduce the number of mentally ill people in jails. But there were major delays.
No space and finding real estate in New York, you know, it's very difficult.
Last Friday, 3 years late, the city announced that they've signed 10-year leases for centers in East Harlem in the North Bronx. It's a major hurdle, but there's still more hurdles to come, from deciding how people get transported, in handcuffs or not, to deciding what sort of behavior falls within that gray area where an officer can choose a center instead of an arrest.
It's not felony level, it's not violence.
Volpe says it's more like the guy running shirtless through traffic or
a person who might be verbally aggressive outside of a bodega or a deli and the police get called.
Instead of a disorderly conduct charge, that person might wind up at a center where medical staff will evaluate them and where a social worker will try to figure out who their last psychiatrist or therapist was so they can reconnect them to treatment. There's up to 25 beds. You can stay up to 5 days. And the two centers are expected to see 2,400 people a year. It's all voluntary, and the people can leave any time. Deputy Chief Terry Tobin is Volpe's counterpart at the NYPD. Tobin believes police will embrace the centers.
The plan is to have it a whole lot easier than arresting someone or summoning them as well as going to the hospital. But we're going to be very proactive in terms of making sure that all the officers get a walkthrough about what will be offered so that they're very educated about what will happen when they bring someone to the diversion center.
Arizona's had these centers for 20 years. Tobin and Volpe visited Phoenix to see how they work.
Someone actually flagged us down, and I happened to be on a ride-along with one of the officers out on patrol, and the individual flagged us down and said, "Listen, can you bring me to the diversion center? I don't want to be out here."
Nick Margiotta is a retired Phoenix police officer who worked on the program there. In a telephone interview, he said the Arizona centers are always full, but also slightly different.
They're open to anyone, not just law enforcement, but law enforcement is their primary customer.
Margiotta says the handoff between police and healthcare providers has to be simple.
If it's seamless, if it's easy, if there's not a lot of barriers and triage to get them in, then police will use these facilities a lot.
The first thing the centers do is stabilize the people who enter.
For some folks, it'll be medicines. For some folks, it'll be eating. And for some folks, we'll just be kind of letting the effects of some of the substance that they're on start to wear off.
In New York, advocates say the centers are a crucial reform for a city where police respond to more than 160,000 mental health calls a year. But it's a tougher sell in communities where the centers will actually be placed. George Torres is the district manager for Community Board 12 in the Northern Bronx. He says the center should go in the South Bronx, where the city itself recently highlighted the opioid crisis.
The precincts that have this problem are in the South Bronx.
Volpe from the health department acknowledged the North Bronx doesn't have the highest need, but he says it's still at a level that makes it a viable location. Bronx Councilman Richie Torres agrees. He represents the North Bronx.
I expect NIMBYism and a knee-jerk reaction, but I cannot claim to be an advocate for criminal justice reform and then oppose a center that would divert the chemically addicted and mentally ill from the criminal justice system. Right? Those positions are incompatible in my mind.
Torres has a year to convince his constituents that the centers are worthwhile. They aren't scheduled to open until next fall. Cindy Rodriguez, WNYC News.